As you go through your day, remember that anger weakens your immune system. Laughter gives it a boost. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where we learn about some of the best vitamins and supplements to boost your immune system. Enjoy.
Most people underestimate the power a specific vitamin, mineral, and supplement can have, especially when some of these can be used to potentiate our immune function. Zinc, for example, is essential for the proper development of immune cells and has the power to cure cold in a matter of days. Artemisinin has been seen to be one of the best natural supplements for what we are facing today. And vitamin C is known to play a key role in immune function and often used to help bump up that body's defense system against infections. Adding specific immune-boosting vitamins, minerals, and supplements can be life-saving. Keeping your immune system healthy is probably one of the most important things we should be doing at this moment. Especially now with everything that is going on, it would be completely irresponsible for us not to take some of the most powerful immune-boosting supplements in nature. But which ones are the best? And do they really work? Number one, zinc. Zinc is an extremely important mineral that's naturally present in some foods and available obviously as a dietary supplement. Zinc is so important that it's required for the catalytic activity of more than 100 enzyme functions in the body. This mineral improves immune function, protein synthesis, wound healing, DNA synthesis, and even cell division. Very important for body function overall. Now, this is a secret I want to share with you today. If you have a cold, you get sick with a fever, or you have diarrhea or any other infection, you have to take a zinc supplement. Zinc is essential when it comes to the normal development and the function of our immune cells. This mineral is so critical that even a mild deficiency can impair the entire immune function. For example, in clinical studies, it was discovered that zinc has the power to restore the natural killer cell activity we have and the resistance to infections in our body. This is a very powerful nutrient, so you shouldn't be missing out consuming it on a daily basis. Number two, artemisinin. Artemisinin is a plant-derived compound that is extracted from the traditional Chinese medicine plant called Artemisia annua. This plant is a herb, a type of sweet wormwood, which has been studied by the scientific community to help treat malaria and now obviously help out against this terrible condition we are now facing. The good news is that artemisinin has become very popular among cancer patients because it's believed to help fight against this disease. As a matter of fact, research has indicated that this compound could inhibit the growth of cancer tumors and even prevent a metastasis. But see, the best part is it can also be incredibly useful when it comes to inhibiting the replication of viruses, crucial in a situation like the one we are living today. Number three, vitamin C. We all know that improving immunity is one of the most well-known benefits of taking vitamin C. In fact, one of the most effective things you should be doing every time there's a cold season or a situation like the one we're living today is loading up with vitamin C rich foods. This can be the first line of defense of your entire organism and many times can free you from a cold, a flu, or any other situation. Repeated studies have confirmed that vitamin C has immune boosting benefits, and this is obviously undeniable. We've all felt it. For example, a review published in the Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism demonstrated that getting enough vitamin C helps reduce symptoms and shorten the duration of respiratory tract infections. Plus, vitamin C may also help decrease the incidence of conditions like pneumonias, malaria, and even diarrhea. If you want to see the health benefits of this vital nutrient, try to consume one fresh squeezed lemon every morning if you can. Another very effective way of seeing the benefits is consuming a supplement. Number four, probiotics. Did you know that 70% of your immune system is located in your intestines? And this is because your immune cells have to be careful with everything you are eating and ingesting. Immune cells are always 100% alert for any harmful substances that needs to be taken care of before obviously damaging your system. And this means that all the probiotic content you have in your intestines comes into close contact with the immune system, helping you regulate, modulate, and even help increase the activity of immune function. Several studies have seen the incredible benefits of probiotics in the immune system. These bacteria have the power to block pathogenic effects, produce substances that neutralize toxins, outgrow harmful organisms, and increase the body's immunity to external infections. And believe it or not, probiotics can also be used to improve several health conditions, including allergies, psoriasis, rhinitis, respiratory problems, constipation, and much, much more. You'll never really know how good they are until you try them. Number 5, turmeric. This is actually pretty new to science, but researchers have now discovered that the curcumin found in turmeric can reactivate immune cells in the body to fight off infections. You see, certain organisms adopt several strategies to escape immune cell surveillance, successfully obviously developing in the body and causing an infection. In many cases, this is very common among viruses, especially some of the most dangerous viruses we are now facing today. And this is why one of the most important things you should be trying to achieve when protecting yourselves against any viral infection, obviously, is to turn on that immune response to help fight off those dangerous pathogens. Now, recent studies have discovered that curcumin, which is a substance found in turmeric, has this exact ability. It can reactivate immune cells to reorganize and fight off many, many health conditions. I always advise my patients to take curcumin on a daily basis. This herb can be very effective at reducing inflammatory responses and reactivating that immune activity.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.